So what is it like being the captain of the airline?
Well, you know you're responsible for the total operation of that aircraft that you have been assigned to. So it starts with you. You're the captain or the pilot in command, PIC for short. And you have your first officer, who's SIC, second in command. Then you have your forward flight attendant, who would be the third, and then your aft flight attendant, who would be your fourth. You're responsible for them, first and foremost, and then all your passengers and the operation of the aircraft.
How long have you been working for SkyWest?
I've been working for SkyWest almost 11 years.
What made you want to become a pilot in the first place?
Well, my father was a helicopter pilot in the Army for quite a few years, and I always had an interest in aviation. My uncle was also a pilot. He wanted to be an airline pilot, but he never got around to it. And I thought it would be a great career for me and my family, so that's what I did.
How would you say your experience is so far?
My experience with the airline in the beginning was pretty good. I work for a good airline. I have not been furloughed, which is a good thing, even though I was hired in early 2007 before the recession, which caused a lot of airline guys to get laid off, or furloughed, is what we call it. Basically, you still have your job, but they're not paying you until they're ready for you to come back.
When did you first start to think of pursuing this career?
Well, you were small. You were very small, and we were living in San Marcos. I was working for Discount Tire Company. It was probably, the year was 2000, no, excuse me, my apologies, probably 1998 or so, I believe. The end of 1998 or 1999, and I had a few things that I had to finish up with my school before I could go to training in 2003.
And do you remember that you also used to train pilots?
Yes, I was a flight instructor. After I got done with my training in Phoenix, I was a flight instructor for about a year and a half to 2 years before SkyWest hired me. That's what you do to get the hours needed to go to an airline. I had to get it to 1,000 hours of flight time, and you do that instructing other pilots. It's the easiest way to do it, if you're not a military person.
What was it like teaching other people how to fly?
It was, it could be very satisfying. If you had good students who were willing to learn and take your advice, it could be very satisfying teaching them how to fly an airplane, because at some point that you have to let them solo, which where they go up and fly the airplane by themselves without you being there, and that's always nice to see them, your students succeed in that aspect. Also, it was very nice to see my students pass their check rides the first time. I had signed off 13 students for their FAA check ride, and all 13 of those students passed their first time. None of them failed. That was very satisfying.
What did it feel like when, no, actually, how did you become a captain?
Well, when you complete your training, you get hired at SkyWest and you complete your training. You know, I started on January 22nd, 2007. And you go through training, which was about 2.5 months long. And after that, then you go train in the airplane and fly around with various check airmen, and you get that done. And then that was 2007. By 2008, the beginning of the recession started, and there wasn't a lot of movement. The major airlines were not hiring, so everything became very stagnant. And fuel prices skyrocketed, which caused airlines to basically shut down and or retract all their growth and actually shrink a little bit, which caused a pilot overage. My airline has never furloughed a pilot, so it was good. I still had a job. I was based in Salt Lake at the time, and that was from 2000, about October or November 2007 till July of 2011. And I was the first officer the whole time, second in command, as I said before. So I just continued to build hours and work. There was no real upgrades to captain for quite a long time. And when there were, they were in places that I didn't want to go, like Chicago, or I believe there was Atlanta at the time, or Houston, and I just didn't want to have to fly there to be a captain. I'd rather just stayed. So I was in Palm Springs when things started to move, and then I moved to Los Angeles. And then in about 2 years ago, my opportunity came up. My seniority number came up for upgrade to captain, and that's when I took it, which was, what was it, February 2015.
Where do you usually go in your airliner?
Well, now that I'm based in San Diego, mostly just up and down the West Coast. We do Mexico City for the company that we have contracted out of San Diego, which is Alaska Airlines, some Texas, and then if we go up north and fly out of the Seattle base, we go all the way to Milwaukee and all the way to the East Coast as well. For our other airline partners like United and Delta, we can go coast to coast depending on what the trip has us do. I've been as far east as Buffalo, White Plains, New York, Charleston, Newark, Pensacola, Florida. Where else have we been? Miami, and then in the middle, Chicago. Everything in the Midwest, pretty much, down all the way to Houston, Louisiana, New Orleans, Dallas, San Antonio, into Mexico, León, Guanajuato, Monterrey, Durango, Hermosillo, Mexico City, and I've been all the way up to Canada, as far east as Montreal, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, and a couple other places I'm forgetting right now their names.
What would you say your favorite places are when you go flying?
Now, are you saying to fly into?
Yeah, to fly into.
Well, San Diego is always my favorite to fly into because that means I'm most likely going to be done and I can go home. But if I was going to say what's my favorite place to go and overnight would be, I like San Francisco a lot, Monterey, and Austin, Texas is good. They have good barbecue down there. So we're close to the downtown area. And overnighting in Los Angeles is nice because if it's a long enough overnight, I can come home.
When you were told you were eligible to be a captain, how did you feel?
I was delighted. It was a long road to get to wait. It was a long time to wait to become a captain, so I had the experience and I knew I could do it. So it was a nice change.
How long do you think you're going to be staying with SkyWest?
Well, that remains to be seen. It could be as short as a year, and it could be as long as another 20 years. It just depends on how things work out for us.
Was your experience any different when you were a co-pilot?
Yes, because, you know, you're under the command of the captain, so I just tried to be as helpful as possible to my captains and make their job easier so that they would have an easier time doing their job, and they could focus their time and energy on maybe customer service, not having to worry about the aircraft if I was taking care of them. Of course, if I had to, if it was something that I needed the captain's say on, I would console them and ask them permission to do certain things, because ultimately they're responsible for the operation of the aircraft at all times.
Now that you're a captain, what is it? You still talk to your other captains from when you were a co-pilot?
Yes, absolutely. I've made a lot of friendships over the years, and I know a lot of people at SkyWest. It's nice to see people that you've flown with before and talk to them, get caught up on how their families are doing, and always want to know how your family is doing, of course, and be able to maybe sometimes even go out for lunch with them and talk to them and just get caught up, because most of our trips are 4 days long, and you're flying with someone for 4 days. It's quite a long time to be in a space that small with someone and not get to know them very well.
So do you feel like as if now you're in their shoes, since you're a captain and you're bonding with your co-pilots now?
Oh, absolutely. So now you get to talk about things that are more things you have in common, because you are in the same, you share the same responsibilities as that person, so you can relate to them a lot on a deeper level than you would if I was still a first officer, or they were still a first officer. I've flown as a captain with first officers who are now captains themselves, and it's easier to relate with them or talk to them because we have a more common bond now.
Would you recommend this airline to other people?
Absolutely. SkyWest Airlines is a great airline. They treat their employees very fairly, and your risk of furlough is very low if you were to come to SkyWest Airlines as a first officer, or even as a flight attendant, or a mechanic, or customer service. It's a great airline.
That's pretty cool. Thank you for letting me interview you. This is a nice time. And, yeah.
Okay. You're welcome, Evan. Anytime.